Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with state climatologist Justin Glisson about climate predictions for the coming winter and subsoil conditions for farmers and infrastructure.
What are you predicting as far as the rest of this month and over the Thanksgiving holiday as far as the weather here in Iowa?
Well, so if we look at the short-term outlooks, we have 6 to 10-day outlooks and then 8 to 14-day outlooks. These are actually making me smile because of the recent coldness. I mean, over the last 30 days, we've been about 7 degrees below average. So what we're seeing in the short-term outlooks moving out towards the end of the month is near to above average temperature behavior in the probabilistic models. So what that means is we're seeing higher probabilities of being near where we should be in November to above average temperature-wise. And this would, you know, in the probabilistic sense, being so cold for the last 30 days, we would have to see some sort of warming just the way the atmosphere works. So it is looking better moving out towards the end of the month temperature-wise.
So what are you predicting right now for the winter here in Iowa?
Sure. So we look at two things right now. It's a little difficult to forecast out a half season into the next season. So we're in the middle or tail end of fall, moving out into the starting of the winter season. So if we look at the current seasonal slice, so November, December, January, what we're seeing is what is called equal chance, so that's EC. And what EC means in terms of temperature is equal chances of above, below, or near average behavior. So we're not getting a lot of guidance in terms of temperature. And this is partially attributed to El Nino La Nina. And this is what we call the El Nino Southern Oscillation. Typically, if we have a phase of ENSO, either El Nino, which is above average sea surface temperatures in the Pacific, or La Nina, which is below average, so the colder side of that. Typically, if we have a phase of El Nino like we did last year that formed, it was a weak El Nino, we would expect a warmer than average winter time. Now, that didn't exactly pan out last year because El Nino formed late in January, so it was well into the winter season. Right now, we're in what's called ENSO neutral conditions, so no phase. With no phase, we don't get a good amount of guidance moving into wintertime in terms of temperature. What we're seeing November, December, January for precipitation is a slight signal for slightly wetter than normal conditions. But again, you have to consider that meteorological winter and this time of year is the driest part of the year. So an above average probability of wetter than normal conditions, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Now, if we look at the Climate Prediction Center's winter outlook, what it's showing is, again, this equal chance of temperatures being near above or below, so effectively a flip of the coin right now. Where we are seeing a stronger signal is in the precipitation fields. So a stretch from Montana all the way through the Ohio Valley, including Iowa, has an elevated chance of being wetter than normal. Now, this, depending on temperature behavior, this could mean more snow. We could get some rain events. But again, the CPC doesn't put out snowfall predictions because predicting these systems that produce snowfall, it effectively breaks down 7 to 10 days out. So as you can see, yesterday we were supposed to get some snow, and it didn't really pan out, at least in Des Moines and in central Iowa. So again, not a lot of guidance in terms of snow, but we are seeing an elevated signal for precipitation.
Last spring, there was a lot of treacherous weather for farmers, even for cities as far as infrastructure, problems with frost heave and frost boils in the ground. Is there a potential that we could be seeing these sorts of issues come next winter or spring?
Sure. So you look last year, fall 2018 was the third wettest fall on record. Winter was also the third wettest on record. And our statewide records go back 147 years. So we had a very wet setup going into 2019. Now, we also had in December of 2018, it was 5.1 degrees above average, and then slightly above average in terms of precipitation, which mainly fell as rainfall. So moving into winter and spring, we had the subsurface moisture at near capacity. So a lot of moisture was locked into the subsoil once the ground froze. And then we get into February, the snowiest February in 132 years of records. So we had existing snowpack on top of frozen ground that was saturated. You get into these freeze-thaw cycles that produce bulges and bubbles for infrastructure, especially foundations. But you also get into flooding events and wet fields that you don't want to start field work with really wet fields because you get into compaction and rutting issues. So long story short, we do right now, we have near capacity subsoil moisture given the wet fall that we had, especially end of September into the beginning of October. Now, we have been drier than normal, and the ground hasn't frozen yet. Our soil temperatures are still in the mid-30s, and with that expectation of warmer than average temperatures possible through the end of November, we're not expecting the ground to freeze right now. So we're still hopeful that we can get some of the subsoil moisture out of the ground. Moving into winter, spring, it's always very difficult to determine freeze cycles or freeze and thaw cycles that would impact infrastructure. That's something that we would start talking about tail end of winter.
Ground, it hasn't completely frozen over yet, though I know farmers have really been rushing out this week to get their harvest completed and all. But when do you expect the ground to be frozen? And, you know, what would you be recommending for farmers as to, you know, how they could be preparing now to avoid issues next spring?
Sure. That's a good question. So, again, with the topsoil and subsoil moisture being near capacity, we're having farmers out in the fields. In wet fields can lead to compaction issues and rutting issues, as I said. It would be beneficial to have the ground freeze because that would allow for heavy equipment to get out in the field without impacting the subsoil structure for the next growing season. So farmers need to take into account their local conditions. Also, as I mentioned, as we spoke about moving forward, we are getting into a possibility of warmer than average conditions. So we do have existing snowpack in parts of the state, mainly eastern Iowa. You know, I've seen some video online of combines out in the field with snowpack. You know, you can get moisture inside the combine and it freezes, so you always get into equipment issues. So farmers know best, given their field conditions, on what to do. So again, we're very interested in not getting into compaction issues or rutting issues that will lead to continuing issues moving into spring if we do still have this near-capacity subsoil moisture.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with state climatologist Justin Glisson. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.